Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. About yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know you've been talking here with Tara, and she does a wonderful job explaining the outline of the program. I know that cost is going to be a big factor because I know you've been investing a lot, right? I think you mentioned to Tara like a website and equipment.
Well, I'm waiting. I haven't got the website done yet. I just invested a bunch of equipment and all that, so I decided to go buy a new trailer, all that fun stuff. So I've
Everything that
gotta
comes
spend a
along.
lot lately.
Yeah, everything that comes along with the business. I understand. It's like, when's the money gonna
Fun
come in?
time. Yeah.
Okay. So the website, is it being worked on currently, or is it something that you're thinking of?
Not yet. I can't remember. I was supposed to meet with that girl this weekend or next weekend to kind of go over it and everything. I haven't committed to anything yet.
The reason that I'm asking is because I'm kind of looking at what package would be the best fit for you, but to be able to apply a credit to help with the pricing to make it as reasonable for you. I don't like to say the word affordable because what I can afford might be much less than what you can, or vice versa, right? So I think that's kind of like a bad word to use.
I agree.
So 2005, you're a very well established business. I know from Greenwell Springs, you're kind of keeping it within that 20-mile radius. And are we talking both residential and commercial, or Jeremy, do you have a preference?
I kind of do a little bit of commercial, not as much commercial. I do a lot more residential. I build a lot of lean-tos and patio covers and pergolas and gutters and them kind of things.
Nice.
I'm trying to get out of the remodeling.
Are you? Okay.
It's kind of,
And it's so
it's
silly.
wishy-washy right now. Ain't nobody's got any money to spend, you know? It's
Right.
only stuff that they gotta have, you know?
Yeah. It's interesting that you say the lean-tos because just yesterday I was talking to a gentleman and he was telling me how he does the lean-tos, but you know, a lot of times business, you know, homeowners, right? He talks about, you know, because it's not attached to the home, and correct me if I'm wrong, because it's not attached to the home, he likes to put the posts, right? Or else it's gonna either fly away or roll away. And some people don't want that. And he's
Yeah,
like,
some
and I
people
don't feel
want it just that.
comfortable. Yeah, he's like, I do not feel comfortable not doing it that way. And sometimes I just have to say, okay, well, you might have to find someone else then. He's all, 'cause it's my work.
Yeah,
I
that's kind
stand
of
by
weird.
it. Right?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I attach the houses all the time.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people, they don't want it attached to the home. Interesting.
Some do and some don't. It also depends on what you're doing, you know? It all depends on the
Right.
particular job.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was going to ask you because I did a quick search for the company by name and in fact, it'll show me like where you're appearing at online. I did find, a couple of, like, I think there's a directory that you're listed on. This could have been when you registered your company. It's kind of like a directory for, Louisiana. And then there's also an Angie's List that came up too. And I don't know if that's current or not. But I was looking actually
He
for,
kind of swindled me into that.
oh, what happened?
I'm not really into it. I told him I wasn't ready to do that, and then he was like, well, look, just pay for the background check right now. Next thing I know, he charged me $750. I'm like, man, what is going on here?
They charged you
So,
$750.
yeah.
Oh, they're getting you on the promotional deal they're doing with everybody. I think that's kind of shady though that he told you, let's just get you through your background check and charge you just $750.
Yeah, I did not like that at all. I already had some experience with Angie's List in the past whenever I used to sub through Alvin Ballard Roofing, and man, I hated them people.
Oh man. Sorry to hear that. Well, you know, again, with our program, what we do here is complete opposite. The reason that I mentioned the Angie's is because I was actually looking for a Facebook page. Do you ever go on Facebook at all, Jeremy?
My son's about to set mine up. I'm kind of computer challenged is probably the most politically correct way to say that.
That's okay. Hey, a lot of us are. I'm one of those too. Sometimes I have to tell my granddaughter, what am I doing on my iPhone? You know, for the most part, I know what to do, but there's just certain things, the technology, the updates. My granddaughter's like 11, right? She just cracks up. But this particular package that I would like to offer you, Jeremy, is our Platinum package, because this one would include both Google and Facebook marketing. We do set our program where it is a fixed flat rate. It is a month-to-month program, and there's absolutely no contracts. So we don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. Now, keep in mind, they're going to call you directly when they're looking for lean-tos, right? They see your company listed there. They click on your phone number. They call you. That's how it's all going to work.
Okay.
So the flat monthly rate for you would be $249 a month. It will come with a one-time $99 setup fee, and that's just to cover your programming. Making your initial investment $348 to get it started, and then $249 every month after that with no contracts. Now, what this would include for you is first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We do submit you to Yelp, Apple Maps, and in fact, we can build your business Facebook page. Okay? What we would be doing is Facebook advertising. Whenever someone performs a search on Google for your services, let's say they didn't call you, but now they're on Facebook, they're looking at pictures or stories, that's when they would see your ad appear. This is also going to help you reach more new clients, and we're going to make it unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Once they click on your ad, they will call you directly. A lot of our clients have seen really great results. Now, I know that, you know, you haven't, it's not set in stone. You know that the gal's going to be doing your website. However, I would like to include a website for you, even if it's temporary, until she completes your website, or you can stick with the one that we have. I'm not going to charge you additional for it. I want you to have a website so that people can see the work that you've done. I'm sure you've taken pictures of some of your work.
Yeah.
And I want to showcase that. So the website that we built, Jeremy, is Google compliant. It's mobile friendly. We can add videos, pictures of your work. We could set it up where they could book appointments with you through that site. I mean, we can even set it up where it's a live chat. They can chat with you through that website. Okay? We attach that website where your business is listed. And again, if you only want it temporarily, until when this gal finishes the website for you, all we do is we switch it out. It's not costing you more money for us to do it. Okay. We also include the mobile platform. When someone is performing a search using their iPhone, their Android, or even their tablet, they will find your company listed on that first page of Google immediately. Basically, with this package, we are covering all of your bases, and it is a month-to-month program with no contracts.
Okay.
What do you think so far?
Well, that doesn't sound too bad to me. He said 340 right now.
348 would be to get it started, but then every month after that that you're with us, okay, every 19th of the month, it's only going to be $249 a month. Now, Jeremy, that's whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years on a monthly basis, you're grandfathered into that rate. So it will never change on you, no matter how long you're with us.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do I have to do besides pay the bill?
Great question. So, the only thing that we're going to ask from you, and listen, we make this as painless as possible. And I say this because I know, you know, you mentioned, listen, I'm not, I would say always online and maybe up with the technology as some of us are not, Okay. So all we would need from you, and we walk you through all this. Okay. We're doing all the work. Basically, you would just need to send us pictures like of your work tools and or work equipment, your work truck, your work van. If you have license and insurance or registration for the business, send us a photo of that. We give you a list of items that we need pictures of because this is what Google requires for us to verify you. It's real simple. I think you mentioned your son was going to try to create your Facebook business page, right? It's really easy. You could either email us the photos or just upload them on the link that we provide you, okay? We're doing all the work. Send us the pictures of the work that you want us to showcase on your Google business profile, pictures that you want us to showcase on your website, okay, that we're going to be building. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a business logo, send us that, or we can create one for you. It doesn't cost you more, okay? I set up a client interview with my technician to kind of go over like your services, go over the information you and I went over because they want to make sure I listed everything correctly, your areas that we're going to target. And basically, you don't even need to be in front of a computer for that client interview. Mainly, what I'm going to tell you, Jeremy, is communication is key between us and you, right? If you got changes that need to be made or you want to add keywords or change up your photos or what have you, you would just contact us. We have a team here within our company that's going to be dedicated to your account. You just let us know, hey, I need these changes made or what have you. Communication, like I said, is key. We might call you and say, hey, Jeremy, we need XYZ, right? We need a photo of this. The photo kind of looks, you know, distorted, or could you send us another picture of that job that you did? So, you know, as long as you respond to us within 24 hours, we're cool with that, right? We just like to be in communication with you because we want to make sure that we're providing you a good service. And that's all we ask. And, you know, pick up the phone when potential clients are calling you. I mean, you're a business owner. It doesn't sound like you don't answer your phone. You know what I mean? But basically, that's it. And typically, I'll tell you this, Jeremy, Google is doing everything just about 100% digital, right? So you'll have to do a video verification, but again, we walk you through this. Like, we don't leave you alone to do it. We're doing the work, okay? But that's bare minimal is what we're going to ask from you, okay? And it's just so that you're successful with our program, because as long as you're successful, that's going to equal our success too, right? So you ready to give this a shot?
What's the name of your company again?
Our company, Jeremy, is called Local, like as in your local area, Splash, like a splash of water, Local Splash. We are, in fact, just so you know, we're based out of Fountain Valley, California. So we've been in business now 19 years, going on 20 this coming December. We'll be 20 years in business. So we've been assisting companies like yourself with placement on Google for a very long time now. Google, just so you know, Jeremy, will never call you directly. They don't work with the general public. They work more with corporations like, you know, Target, Macy's, Walmart, those type of corporations, Nike. There's Google channel partners that are like ourselves that reach out to businesses like yours to help with that placement on Google. So I think we're now one out of 30 in the United States that are Google channel partners.
Okay.
Okay. Now also, I want you to know that you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system too. Okay. So you're not just having to take our word for it that this program is working. So you're going to have this username and login, okay, where you can go in and see how many phone calls you received, where they performed the location of the search, how many times you came up in the search results, and what keywords you're listed for, like what services do we have you listed for. We want you to track all of that and not just take our word for it that it's working, okay? So you'll have that also to track your results. And everything's pretty simple. We make it as simple as possible for both the business owner that likes to be a little bit of hands-on and the one that likes to say, nope, you do it all. That's what you guys are including in this package. So you guys handle it.
I mean, what the hell? Can't hurt, I don't guess. If I don't like it, I'll just cancel it. And there's no penalties for canceling or anything
nope,
like that?
Absolutely not. You know what, Jeremy? I'm just going to ask you to stick it out 2 months, okay? Always be transparent. I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. If at any time you want to cancel, make sure that you call 3 business days before your billing is due. Your billing's always going to be on the 19th of each month, okay? Just as long as you call 3 business days before the 19th to cancel, you won't get charged on that date. So that's why I always say make sure you call 3 business days before, so that way you don't incur that charge for the next month. And we part as friends. We don't hold you hostage, and I know this is going to be terrible that I say it this way, but this isn't a marriage. You don't have to find a divorce lawyer to leave me. And I know it's bad that I say that because I'm married. But, you know, in other words, it's no harm, no foul, you know? We part as friends. Okay.
Well, if I wanted to do that, what would be the number I would call?
I'm going to do this right now. On the number that we are speaking on, Jeremy, do you also get text messages to this phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you these 2 text messages right now. Okay, the first text that you're going to receive, it's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension. I am what's considered the lead on the account. However, I always like to send you my contact information just so that you have it for your records. Okay? This second text is going to have the number to our customer service department. So whenever you have an update, a change, a question, a concern, or if you need to pause or cancel the account, you're going to contact customer service. It's an 877 number. I'm sending it to you now. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Now, you are in Central Time, so you're actually 2 hours ahead of us. So we are always here for you, okay, 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. Make sure you got both text messages that I sent.
Yeah, I got both.
Okay. Now, you know how to save a number in your contacts, like in your phone contacts? Okay. I'm going to walk you through this. I would prefer that you save our phone number right now in your contacts. So this way, you never lose our number. You always have it on you. Okay? And what you're going to save it under is local, L-O-C-A-L. And then the second word is splash, S-P-L-A-S-H. And let me know, and I'll read the number to you. It's okay. It's okay. Take your time.
I lied. I was having a double blessing. What did I want to do? I just click on it like that. There we go.
Yeah, and I'll repeat the number to you just to make sure you have it right. So the number should be 877-635. You want me to repeat it back to you? 6225, yep. The last 4 are 6225, that is correct. And then you just save it, okay? I always like to make sure everybody saves the number because you know what? My husband, I'll ask him, hey, do you have the number? Whoever called you so I can call him back. He's like, I can't remember. I'm like, how do you not remember? Give me your phone so I can look through your missed calls. I'm like, oh my Lord.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus, take the wheel.
I totally understand that.
I'm just like, he's so silly. He'll say, talk to my wife. I tell him, I think you have selective hearing. I really think he does. Because if it comes to fishing, oh, he remembers where he saw that fishing rod or that fishing reel at on sale. But if I ask him, can you go to the store and pick this up for me? And he's like, he'll call me and say, hey, what was that again that you wanted me to pick up? How many? I'm like, oh my Lord, where's the list I gave you? He's all, I left it at the house. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I
think it's
I'm
because he loves fishing.
Because I am the same dang way. Unfortunately, I'm not married anymore, so I'm doing it all by myself. I feel like I'm pissing in the wind most of the time.
Oh, it's okay, Jeremy. When it comes to this, I'll help you. Okay. Now, I do want to send you everything in writing. So what's the best email for you? Because this is also where I'm going to send your receipt, and I want you to save your receipts for your tax purposes, okay? Because you know marketing's a write-off. So what's the best email for you?
Complete Construction.
Uh-huh.
2005 at Gmail.
Okay. Beautiful. All right. So what I'm going to be sending over to you shortly, as I'm preparing them, there's going to be these two emails that are both coming from me, Nadine Medina, at Local Splash. Now, this first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. It's going to list what's included in that package that I mentioned to you, the price being $249 month-to-month, and with just the one-time $99 setup fee, okay? I also put that we're including the website. Whether you want that website temporarily or if you want to stick with it the whole time, up to you, okay? It's not costing you more. And even if it's just a temporary website and tell this gal, you know, you have her create you one, we just switch it out. Not a big deal, okay? I'm also sending you the second one that's labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And what this one does is just gives you an overview of our reporting system so that you have an idea of how the reports will look. I promise you it's not anything complicated. It's really user-friendly. So it's easy to maneuver through, okay? I promise you. Now, Jeremy, do you spell your name? And this is just for the accountant here with us. Is it J-E-R-E-M-Y? M as in Mary?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And what is your last name, Jeremy?
Paddy, P-A-D-D-I-E.
Okay, perfect. Now, the number that you want customers to call you on, is that going to be the 225-279-7577?
Correct.
Okay. And that's the best number for us to reach you at too, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the company name, this is very important because we want to make sure it's listed correctly across wherever we're promoting your business. Should it read as Complete Construction? Do you want the LLC included or without?
I put the LLC included because there's a Complete Construction that after the flood come down here from out of state and robbed a bunch of people.
No way. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I should have changed my name by now, but. Yeah,
oh,
you're not fun
man.
To explain to people after the flood. Yeah. Not to mention I had to go fix all the people that came through and tore up their stuff. So it was fun.
Oh my God. Wow. Well, goes around, comes around. I believe in karma.
Well, yes,
you do good
do
for
too.
People, you do good for people, and it'll come back to you sevenfold, right? Because God's going to bless you. I'm a believer. But to me, when you do shady stuff or you like literally rob people, that will eventually come to you. And if it doesn't come to you, it's going to come to your kids. Always happens.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Now, Google, we're going to verify you. And typically, you're verified at your home address. Your home address will not show anywhere on Google. It's what Google considers like your home office, right? Because you're not a storefront. You're mobile. You go to the homes and businesses to do the work. I see that there's an address, 5480 Goodland Drive, and that's central. It's coming up central. Is that, but it's green. I know it's Greenwell.
Yeah.
It's Springs. Is it like borderline?
Same
or?
Thing.
Okay.
No, it's central and Greenwell Springs are the same thing. It's Greenwell Springs Incorporated, and the corporation name is Central.
Oh, got it. Okay. Is the zip code the 70739?
Correct.
Okay. And I'm assuming this is your, like, home office, right? Your home address.
Correct.
Okay. We're going to hide the address. Just an FYI, I'm making sure that's hidden right now. Okay. Now, Jeremy, as far as for the payment, okay, before I even process your payment, I'm going to actually walk you through what's called a 90-second voice verification recording. And it's for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise. And all it's going to do, it's going to outline the service agreement, going over the billing date, the amount. It's going to say it's a two-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. It'll also state that if you need to pause or cancel it, just make sure you call 3 business days before so that you don't incur that charge, okay? Now, when I am walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to just stop me and say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a very clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Sounds a lot better than that fool at Angie's List.
Okay. All right. Now, Jeremy, the card that you're using, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
Both. Okay. How does it read? Just Jeremy Patty? Is there like a middle initial? Anything like that?
It reads Jeremy M. Patty Complete Construction LLC.
Okay. Same billing address as well?
Correct.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then I am ready for the card number whenever you are.
4246-3153.
I'm going to repeat it back to you for accuracy, but again, I'm not charging the card. 4246-3153-9153-6222.
Correct.
Expiration month and year?
129.
1 of 29. And the CVV code on the back?
268.
Okay. So, again, I'm not charging the card until we go through the voice verification recording and you agree at the end. Okay? Remember, if there's something you're not understanding when I'm reading it to you, just please just stop me so we can review it. I'll explain it to you, and then I'll go ahead and rephrase it, okay? I would also like to put a security question on your account here with us to protect it. There's 3 options that you can choose from: mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
First pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Rambo.
Aw, like the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead now and turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
Complete Construction LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jeremy Patty, owner-operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Jeremy, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might call you with an update on your account, and we know that you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the call. All we're asking is just make sure you respond at least within 24 business hours, okay? Now, also, I want you to be aware that other companies might call you, Jeremy, to sell you other type of online marketing. They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to pay more than the $249 a month. Even if someone calls you and you're not quite sure, is this local splash calling me or not? I always want you to get into the habit of asking, what's my security question? Because if they hang up on you, then you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Wait, say that one more time.
Let me explain it first because I usually do, okay? And then I'll repeat it. I always do anyways. So what we're saying here is we know, like, for example, I know you're using Angie's, right? And I know that you're thinking about, you know, committing to this girl about creating your website, right? Like, we know about those things. However, let's say you decide later you want to do like another type of marketing, okay? All we want you to do is just, hey, just as a courtesy, just give us a call and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. And we'll look and say, oh, yeah, go for it. We're not including that in our services. It won't interfere with what we're doing, okay? But we might tell you, like if you said, hey, I'm going to pay for Facebook ads, we would tell you, Jeremy, don't do it because we're already including that in our package. So you would be spending more money, money that you shouldn't need to spend, and it's going to hurt you more instead of help you. So that's all we're asking. Just give us a heads up, okay, if you're going to do anything else aside from what you're currently doing now, okay?
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of this Angie's thing.
Yeah, because we just don't want you spending more money, you know what I mean, if you don't need to. We don't want you spending more. We would rather you save money, okay? So in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is June 19th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means, Jeremy, your second payment will automatically be charged on July 19th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I had you save in your phone under Local Splash, 877-635-6225. Now, so that way you don't incur charges, okay, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you at least call us 3 business days before that billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge. So because it is a recurring payment, you already know, make sure I call 3 business days before the 19th if I need to pause or cancel it so you don't get charged on that date. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm now updating your package. I'm going to be processing the payment. You're going to get the receipt sent both to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. The next step is I want to schedule a client interview for you. The client interview is going to be with my technician, They're going to talk to you about the website, where to send the pictures. They're going to talk to you about your service areas that we're targeting. This is where the magic is going to happen. Okay, they're going to talk about the services that we're going to list you for. I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. Okay, we're going to block out an hour, but it can take about maybe 30 or 40 minutes, the appointment. Sometimes it might take a little bit longer because it depends on how many questions, you know, or details you have. Okay, but I want to make it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. How does your schedule look for today? Like, do you have time later on towards the evening today, do you think?
I'm about to go to Clinton, so I'm going to be in a place where nobody...
No reception? Okay. Yeah. Let me tell you, the latest appointment I have is going to be, and whatever time I give you is going to be your time. The very latest appointment I have for today is 4 to 5. Would that even work for you, or do you prefer to look at tomorrow?
Yeah, no, 4 to 5, I should be back by then.
Okay, so 4 to 5 will work?
I just gotta go sign a customer up here to sign the agreement.
Oh, sweet, okay. So let me do this. I'm gonna set you up for your client interview for today, and I probably only need like maybe 6 more minutes, Jeremy, and then we'll be all done. Okay, so that way you can continue about your day. I'm sending you a calendar invite. And you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that today we'll be calling you between 4 and 5 o'clock. Now, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So please just make sure, Jeremy, that you're answering all calls within that hour. If when we call you, let's say you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, hey, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes. We will call you right back. I'm also going to send you a reminder an hour before the interview, just in case if it slips your mind, so that you know it'll be coming up in the next hour. And if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician, okay? So I'll be the one making the call. If I'm not available, they know to call you directly, okay? So I just sent you the calendar invite now. Under your services, so that my technician knows where to start from, I am putting lean-tos. What else?
Pergolas. Decks, pergolas, patio covers, and gutters.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Anything else?
I also do. I'm starting to get back into roofing. I got like 3 roofs about to go up, so I'm actually trying to get back into that.
Do you want me to list roofing?
Yes, please.
Okay. And do you want like these services to be both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference? Totally up to you.
I think I ended up getting commercial too on my business insurance, just in case. I don't do that much commercial work, but I do some.
Well, do you prefer that I just put residential? I mean, if that doesn't mean that a commercial job, you might not get a call. You know what I mean? You might get someone calling you for a commercial.
Right.
You could decline. I mean, you're not going to get charged for the call. You know what I mean? Because it's a flat rate. So what I love about this program, you could be super selective on what you want to take.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, just put residential alert.
For now? Okay. And then you know at any time you can always make changes. It's not set in stone that this is all you can be found for. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't cost you anything. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Licensed and insured.
All right. Now, you do have at the very least a personal Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you just under Jeremy Patty? You're like, I do.
I don't need
drama.
It much. My grandkid's mother is the one that always changes my profile picture.
No way.
Yeah. She's like, you
had so she has
there
access
too long.
To it? I think I found it. Oh, my gosh. So let me ask you, Jeremy.
Kids.
I found one. Okay, so I think this might be you. So it says, it has actually, there's three kids on there with like chocolate cake, I think. One of the little ones had chocolate cake, right?
Yeah.
In a high chair with chocolate all over their face.
Yeah.
Okay, I found it. So listen, we are not, we're not going to, like, no one's going to see your personal page, right? The reason I ask you about the personal page is because when we create the one for your business, it's created through your personal page so that you will have access to it and the ownership of your business Facebook. But no one's going to see your Facebook page. Okay, so just an FYI. All right. You look awfully young to have grandkids. How many do you have?
Two.
Oh, I got 12. My husband and I have 12.
Yeah.
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 My granddaughter's 11 and I'm all...
eventually going to catch up.
Oh, really? You got six? Wow.
Yeah.
I have, my husband and I, we have a total of 8. All girls, one boy. I'm like, I don't know if that's a blessing or a curse, right?
them two are outnumbered and goodness gracious.
No, yeah, I know. I'm just like, oh my gosh. But you know what? Our kids are blessings and our grandkids even more, right? My daughter accuses me of loving the grandkids more than them. And I'm like, it's just a different kind of love. I could sugar them up and send them home.
That's right.
Now, do you want me to put you at a 20-mile radius? So just so you know, the Facebook ads, you can cover as far as 50 miles if you wanted. That would be the furthest. Do you want to keep it at 20 for now?
I mean, 50 miles. You can go ahead and put 50 miles. It's fine. I mean, so, yeah, let me ask you this. So, let's just say some of these, I get a lead for somewhere that's like way, 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 way farther than I want to go.
Uh-huh.
Am I penalized for not?
Nope. Nope. Okay. Because remember, you're not being charged per phone call. Nothing like that. These are direct calls coming to you. So even if you say I'm booked out or I'm sorry, I'm not able to accept that job, you're not being penalized or charged for it. You take these jobs at your discretion, okay? So if you want us to even start it, let's say you're like, you know what, Nadine, why don't you just start me off with a 30 or 40-mile radius and later on you want to change it to 50 miles or you want to scale it back to 20, you can do that at any time. It's at your discretion.
Let's do 30.
Okay. Let's start you off with 30. And again, remember, if you need to change it, just call our customer service department so that way they can change it. It doesn't cost you more money, okay? It's all included. Mm-hmm. Now, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls? Do you prefer we text you, email you, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text. The emails, I struggle with that.
You don't, no worries. And then, do you have a business logo yet?
Yeah, but like, I have a problem with it. Like, she didn't listen to what the heck I said, you know. And I got tired of dealing with her, so I just kind of left it the way it is.
Okay. Well, do you want us to try to create a new one for you and see if you like it? And if you don't, then you stick with the one you have. It doesn't cost you more money.
Well, it's real simple. Like, I wanted like, she, don't get me wrong, the calligraphy uses her own calligraphy and all that. No.
Yeah.
It's nice and all that. But what I wanted was, like, an 80s computer tile style C. You know what I mean? Just straight lines.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, I'd have to show you what mine looks like. It's like two C's, you know, it's like one, they're back up each other. So, like, if you did them like that, there'd be like a little space in between, and it'd be just like an I with a space in between two things. You see what I'm saying? She went way over her head. I guess I'm just old, and she didn't understand what I meant by 80s computer style.
Maybe not. I mean, if you want, we can try to create you a new one, or you can use the one that you have. It's totally up to you.
Well, I really was not wanting to pay her another $500 to fix the dang seeds. So, as I'm about to get I just went and bought a new trailer. So, before I get it wrapped, I really wanted to change that because that's not what I wanted.
Okay, let me see I'm going to put on there that you have a logo, but would like us to create one if we can do better. Okay?
Okay.
I'm just saying, because let them try it, and hey, they might do it the way you like it, and if they don't, you don't have to go with it. Stick with the one you have, right? It's not costing you anything if we try.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely with that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I guess she was born in the 90s. She doesn't know what I mean by 80s style.
Well, I was born in the
70s. So was I. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm still dead. Like,
and then
I got
now,
kids that was born in the 90s.
Now, okay, so I'm just listening on here. Okay, what are your hours of operation? Are you Monday through Friday, Jeremy? Monday through Saturday? Like, I would say, like, your phone hours.
Phone hours,
Or hours of operation.
Say,
whatever you prefer.
I would say, Monday through Saturday, because a lot of people like to call on Saturdays, which I don't like it much, but, you know.
Do you typically like...
To look at that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, you need your day of rest too, you know. Do you prefer like 9 to 6, 8 to 5? What typical hours?
8 to 5.
8 to 5? Okay.
Yeah.
And what forms of payments do you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
I do cash and, checks. And,
okay.
You know, I have the business account does this thing. I wasn't too happy with it. Like where you could take cards and all that, but.
Mm-hmm.
It charges so dang much, you know?
And it's a lot of fees, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fees and a lot of charging, and it's like, I try to stay away from that, because, you know, then you, most times the customer is going to say anyway, they ain't going to want to pay that 3, whatever it is, percent.
Yeah, sometimes it's like 3% or 4%,
yeah.
And it's just like, man, I'm just trying to get the job, I ain't trying to tack on all these fees, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. So I'm just going to put cash and check, okay? If at any time you take Zelle, you do Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, any of those, just let us know and we'll update it, okay?
Well, I do the Zelle and the Venmo.
Do you want me to list those?
Yeah, you can list those.
Okay, let me list them. Zelle and Venmo. Okay, beautiful. All right, now. Jeremy, what kind of phone do you have? An iPhone or Android?
Android, but I'm probably about to go pick up an Apple. I'm about to
come. You need to come to the iPhone family. What are you doing?
Y'all, man, they are converting me to the dark side slowly but surely. They got me in a Tundra. Now they're trying to convert me to an Apple. I'm like, oh, my God.
What did you drive before a Tundra?
I've been driving Ford for, you know, as long as I can remember.
I am a Ford. Well, I'm a Ford, but I'm also a Chevy girl, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
y'all converting me to the dark side here. This is just not
normal.
Yeah,
you know what's so funny? My sister-in-law, they've been Androids for years. Their kids got iPhones, and I'm like, man, when are you going to switch to the iPhone? Just come to the dark side already. And she's like, oh, my gosh. Fine.
Yeah.
So her and her husband, now they're the iPhone family. Now, I told you guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I feel a lot more secure with an iPhone. Quite honestly, more secure with an iPhone. Yeah. Now, you want to hear something funny? We got my mom on an iPhone. My mom's been using, you know, my mom's been using the old school phone, right? So.
Yeah.
We had to upgrade her to an iPhone, right? Because they don't have the flip phones anymore. Not for Verizon.
I got them.
Man, she was so mad. I called her one day and I said, hey, Mom, how are you doing? How are you liking your new phone? She goes, oh, man, she was cussing up a storm, telling me she didn't like it. She hated the phone. I'm like, Mom, it's okay. She goes, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know these buttons. I'm like, oh, Lord. I told my sister, good luck. Because she lives with her. My sister's like, thanks. But yeah, now she's doing better. But honestly, I do my billing on my iPhone. I just feel it's more secure. You'll like it. once you come to the dark side, you'll get used to it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're almost done here. What I wanted you to take a look at, I know you got a lot of text messages from us, but there's two of them that I want you to find. If you could read off the text messages that you got, I'll tell you which one it is to open.
Golly, there's a lot of them. Like one of the last ones or something?
Mm-hmm. So, like, there's one that'll say action photos needed.
Let's see that.
And in fact, it was probably one of the latest ones that you got. It'll say, let me go to it. It'll say Google verification to get your business Google verified.
Yeah, there, I see it now.
Okay. So when you open it up, and I'll open it up on my end too and just kind of go over it with you. Like I said, it's really simple. I'm going to make this as painless as possible for you, okay? So it goes on to say that Google's going to require, right, the following photos. And remember, I told you your son could probably help you with this to make it real simple, or you could just attach photos and email them to us, okay, or even text it. Whatever's easiest for you, okay?
Okay.
So what they require is like a picture of your work tools and or your work equipment. Send us a picture of your work vehicle, like your truck or your van that you use with the license plate showing. Send us a picture of your business license and insurance. Send us a picture of your business cards that you hand out to your clients if you have any. Send us a photo of that. Send us a photo of your business registration. Whatever is on that list, send us pictures of, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it, Jeremy. Okay, when it talks about the workplace, that could be like, say you store your tools in a corner in your garage. Send a picture of that. Okay, that's considered a workplace, right? So again, whatever pictures you do have, send them, and whatever you don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. Okay, now probably I would say maybe two or three texts before this one, there's one that'll say initial invoice. And it might be before or after the one that says welcome. It'll start off by saying, hello, Jeremy M. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
Okay. So you're going to open that up, and it goes on to say your invoice is located below this email. And then it says, please note, this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. So you're going to click on where it says click here.
Yeah.
Now, it should take you to a page that says at the very tippy top, Local Splash, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you on that page?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Now, if you look towards the bottom where it says mobile phone, you'll see your phone number listed in that box. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, the first little box underneath of that, you're going to check inside the box. So click in that box. Because what you're saying is you agree to receive text messages sent to your phone number, okay? If you click inside the box, it's going to put like a little check mark. Tell me if it did that for you. Okay.
Yeah.
On the other box, you're going to do the same thing, and this means that you're certifying that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all your information is complete and accurate. You're basically saying, it's my name on the card that I provided for the payment, okay? Now, at the very bottom, there's this, like, little orange reddish sign. It says sign and arrow. The box next to it It says, click here and type your name as seen above. You're going to click inside that box. It doesn't let you see it.
It like, it don't go no further.
Oh, it probably cuts it off. Yeah, it probably cuts it off because your phone, your font might be too big. If you're like me, my font's really big because I refuse to wear my glasses.
We're in the same boat.
Yeah. Okay, so it's probably because of your font. Okay. So do you have a computer at home?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you log into your emails, you'll see it in your emails with your computer at home. I don't know if you can see it on your email because it might be the same thing. If you try to go through your email on your phone right now, it might give you the same thing because your font size. So make sure tonight, I don't know what time you're going to be back home, but either way, if you haven't signed it prior to that, the technician will walk you through it. Okay.
Okay.
Do you think you'll probably be at home by the time it's your client interview?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. They'll walk you through it. Okay. So starting from today, this is the last part and then I'll let you go. Okay. Starting from today, I'm glad that we're doing your client interview because we're going to get moving. So within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in the directories. Your business Facebook page is going to be created and then you'll be able to start logging in and tracking your results with us. Within 7 to 14 days, the website will be done and live and so will the Facebook ads. What we state, Jeremy, in our terms and conditions, your first page placement on Google, with us getting you verified and creating the profile and optimizing and getting it on that first page, that typically takes 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be our promise. I have seen many times where it's happened sooner, okay? But because we know it's important for you to start getting calls as quickly as possible is why we get the website, the Facebook ads, and everything else up and running sooner. Okay. Now we will send you notifications as these steps are being processed. So we're going to keep you in the loop. Okay.
Okay.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Jeremy, I am so excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited.
Right.
Did you have
Thank
any
you
other
ma'am.
Questions for me before I let you go? Okay.
No, I think you explained it pretty good.
Awesome. Well, listen, you have my number if you have any further questions, and then we'll be calling you for your client interview today, okay? So just be aware, all right?
Okay.
Have a safe drive.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
We'll talk to you later on. All righty.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.